And our special guest, as we mentioned, Dr. Will Koffler, joining us this morning from North Oaks, talking to us about Heart, American Heart Month. Good morning, Dr. Koffler.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just great.
Good to see you again. And better seeing you in these circumstances as opposed to...
Very much so.
...operating on me on a table. Or my brother, Tim Munson.
True enough.
You've operated on both of us, haven't you?
I think so.
Yeah. Tim, a little bit more serious than me, because I'm, you know, of course, my lifestyle is so much better than Tim Munson's.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's going to be a lot healthier report coming out of my camp as opposed to Tim's camp. I told him not to eat that stuff. We're here to talk about hearts. And, of course, we're talking about, well, Tim had, as some people know, you know, heart little stint, I think, put in.
Right.
Some years back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking I was having a heart attack one morning after I was finished broadcasting. I was getting off the air and I was thinking, well, something feels funny in my chest. And then I text a friend of mine and they said, go right to the hospital. I said, what? Well, it's just a little indigestion or something. That is a confusing thing for some people, where indigestion mimics heart attack or heart attack mimics indigestion. Is
that
right?
Very much so. The symptoms of a heart attack are quite variable. And in most people, it's pretty obvious. Severe chest pain.
And something about their arm, like a pain in the arm? Is it?
Pain can radiate to your arm, your jaw, your back.
My jaw. Well, I felt that as well. Mm-hmm. Something in the jaw.
That's true. And it's real variable in a lot of people. But most of the time, the symptoms are obvious enough that they're different. And it's clear that something's going on and you need to get checked out. Mm-hmm. Women, for whatever reason.
So I was right in...
Oh, very much so.
In going right to the hospital?
I mean, the bottom line is if you're not sure, mm-hmm. you should go to the hospital and get checked. Mm-hmm. If you're having prolonged chest discomfort.
Right. Well, you know, it just kind of hit me all of a sudden. I said, I don't know what this is. And then, of course, I was thinking about dad. And, of course, that is also a risk factor is genetics, right?
Very much so.
As far as the heart. And he had some stints put in as mm-hmm. well.
Right.
Through his lifetime. But, and of course, we think about that and we want to bring it up in the month of February because that is Heart Health Month. Is that right? And that's
right.
A national thing.
Right. And that's the point of the month, is to raise awareness of risk factors for coronary disease. And a family history is a very strong risk factor. Unfortunately, it's not one that you can control. The other ones, however, are risk factors that you can control.
With the heart, some things you can control and some things you cannot control.
Right.
And
right.
As you mentioned, genetics being one of them, mm-hmm. I guess age, is that another one?
It is.
We can't control our age.
Exactly.
But, and then the family and personal history.
Right.
Does the gender have anything to do with it?
Males tend to develop coronary disease earlier than women. But after about 10 years, women catch up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. Hmm. And it's thought to be hormone related, but that's a whole different topic we probably shouldn't broach on. But the other risk factors, of course, are high blood pressure and diabetes and high cholesterol and a sedentary lifestyle and obesity. And a big one is cigarette smoking. That is a huge risk factor for coronary disease. And if people... understood the impact they could make by stopping smoking, mm-hmm. I think they'd really take note.
You can, hard habit to break, though.
Yeah, it is. You can reduce your risk of a heart attack by about 50% if you quit smoking. We don't have medicines that good.
Now, what if you've been smoking for like maybe 10 years or something mm-hmm. like that? The day you quit, do the health benefits start happening right away, or is it, or you've done our damage already?
Well, they don't.
Or a little bit of both.
It's not immediate benefit.
Not an immediate turnaround. Huh?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Because there's the development of coronary disease takes a long time, and but it's never too late.
Market
to
improvement
quit.
Though after a
Very
year
much so.
of dropping
Very
your
much
habit
so.
Of cigarette smoking.
Yes.
So just stay off of it.
Absolutely.
Stop and then don't get back on again.
Right.
And, of course, the main thing is don't start.
Exactly.
But it's tough to do sometimes, especially with peer pressure and growing up, some people start very early in life, and that develops a habit, and it continues on. And of course, it also causes complications for pregnancy, for stroke, for
any
everything.
Number of other things, not to mention cancer risk, etc.
Emphysema, of course, stuff like that. Now, what are some of the things that we can do to prevent heart problems?
A huge thing for me is for people to pay attention to their weight and their lifestyle. And what I mean by that is people need to exercise and watch their weight. And there's so many people that are watching TV doctors and looking for a quick fix or a supplement or something like that that will keep them healthy, when they overlook the fact that they might be 20 or 30 pounds overweight and they're sedentary. They do no exercise at all. Mm-hmm. If you do the simplest of things, which is exercise on a regular basis and try to get yourself at your ideal body weight, you're making a huge impact in terms of your cardiac risk.
Now when you say the word exercise, of course, it strikes fear into some people's hearts. And I'm not going to get out there
it's
and
work.
Start exercising. It's work. I've got to lift weights. I've got to run a marathon. But it could be as simple as just taking a walk around the block.
Oh, very
it?
Much so. Very much so. If you do 30 minutes of something every day, you're way better off than if you're just sitting there clicking the channels on the tube.
And even 3 days a week.
Very much
so. If you're on a regular, get into a habit of 3 days doing something.
Anything is better than nothing. And there are multiple studies showing that the benefits of exercise are real in terms of reduced cardiac risk.
All right. So what are some other tips that we have to take? And of course, another thing that that I do, and of course I always wonder, it's like, am I really doing anything by taking this little bitty aspirin, you know, every morning as a regimen for, you know, taking it with my vitamins, with my Flintstone vitamins, of course. But then also in the little bowl that I have of the vitamins is this little bitty tiny aspirin.
Right.
Does that really work?
Very much so. I'm a big believer in what we call evidence-based medicine. When we recommend things, there ought to be evidence in the medical literature that what you're recommending does something. Well, in the case of aspirin, it does.
What does it do?
It's a weak blood thinner, as we call it. It inhibits your platelet function, which are the sticky cells in your blood, and they play a role in both heart attack and stroke. And it's been shown in studies of large groups of people that by thinning your blood a little bit, you reduce the risk of future heart attack and stroke.
Is that a reason for blood clots? When you say sticky substances, does that cause blood clots when your blood is thicker and not using the thinner?
Yes. The part of what causes a heart attack is a clot that forms in the midst of plaque in one of your coronary arteries.
And that aspirin will thin things out?
Yes, and it reduces the chance that that would happen. It's not a silver bullet. It's not going to prevent everybody's heart attack.
It's not the cure-all.
Huh? Right. Yeah. But if you look at it in a large population of people, it does cut down on the risk.
But the funny thing about that is I think when you're admitted to the hospital, like you're supposed to be taken off of that because you'd be kind of like a free bleeder or something. I'm not sure if I'm using the right term or not, but you would bleed more easily.
Well, you do, but it when it's been looked at, the risk of serious bleeding complications on aspirin is really pretty low. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you're admitted to the hospital with suspected cardiac symptoms, first thing you get when you hit the door is an aspirin.
Oh, really?
Okay. If not in the ambulance.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Now, we can also take control by eating the right foods.
Right.
That's another benefit, not only exercise, but also making sure what's on your plate is the right balance of foods. And always hear the more colorful the plate, the better it is for you, meaning the fruits and vegetables, right?
Right. That's very true. And there's a lot of attention paid to all of the different diets that are out there: Atkins, Mediterranean, South Beach, Sugar Busters,
the 17-day diet.
You name it. They're and turns out there aren't real good studies that compare them and prove that one is better than another. I think the take-home message is that you really should try to limit your overall caloric intake to match what your energy expenditure is. In other words, don't eat too much and gain right. too much weight.
I hear the portion should be your fist size or something like that. I think
yes.
that's kind of a rule of thumb. And don't eat more than, you know, if you're full or satisfied.
Stop. Portion control. And the other thing is to pay attention to what you're eating. We live in such a fast food society.
Mm-hmm.
You should go on the websites of the various fast food places and check out the caloric content of the things that you've ordered at your favorite fast food restaurant.
Isn't that a scary thing to
do? It's very frightening. All of those foods have very high caloric density.
All right. So now y'all are doing something special for Heart Health Month. And it is going to be taking place in, I think, the Livingston location and also the Hammond location, right?
Right. They're having a heart-healthy dinner.
It's a dinner.
With a
we get to see with our own eyes what a heart-healthy dinner looks like.
Right.
Right?
And a speaker, my partner, Dr. Parker, will be giving a talk during that with similar kind of things that we're talking about today.
All right. And this is coming up, when is that, next week or the week after? Two weeks away. On February the 19th at the North Oaks Livingston Parish Medical Complex, beginning at 6:30 p.m. And then it'll be in Hammond, and that event will get underway at 6 p.m. instead of 6:30. And that'll be Wednesday, February the 27th in the North Oaks Diagnostic Center on the Medical Center campus. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, Dr. James Parker, as you mentioned, we'll be discussing the factors, risk factors in men and versus women. And also some tips to prevent heart disease and how to lead a heart-healthy lifestyle, which we should be doing starting today.
Absolutely.
All right. Of course, you can register online, by the way, at northoaks.org/heart or by calling 230-6647 right here in Hammond. And the Livingston location, by the way, if you'd like to make that one, that's going to be on Tuesday, February the 19th. That'll be 225-686-4885. And space is limited. Reservations are required for this, by the way. Again, you can log on to www.northoaks.org or call 230-7350 for an appointment. Or you can call North Oaks Cardiology Clinic there at that same number, 230-7350. Dr. Will Koffler, our special guest this morning. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Johnny.
Good seeing you again.
Likewise.
Appreciate it.